Hi, beautiful. So I read The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Knowles-Skin. I wrote a poem about it, and I just want to share it with you. The objectives of this game we're playing are to give and to receive. The sub, super, and conscious are the three departments of our beings. The conscious is how things appear to be right here and right now. The subconscious is full of all the things we ever thought about. Even things from years ago and the things we don't really mean, the subconscious can't differentiate. It takes in everything. The superconscious, or the God mind, as Florence calls it, is where our destiny lies. It is here we can find the path designed for us and follow it, if that's what we decide. Instead of manifesting specific people and violating spiritual law, the law of substitution will handpick your perfect prize as if it was a magical claw. The only things in the way of our dreams are our own fears and doubts. And since these are nothing but inverted faith, we can definitely do without. The law of prosperity tells us we should prepare for what we ask for. If we ask for success but prepare for failure, failure will be served for sure. They say the greater things in life are on the other side of fear. So face all situations fearlessly and watch the situations disappear. Use your words not to curse, but to heal, prosper, and bless. Because when you violate the law of love, you can prepare yourself for sickness. If sickness manifests, they're sure to be in harmony within. If you think you have enemies, you may want to think again. The only enemy you'll ever have is you. Yes, yourself. Find the power to control your own mind. Don't give it away to anyone else. There's really no evil in life unless you create it in your mind. Baptize everything with success and everything will be fine. There's no better moment than each and every present moment. Don't let the past or future rob you of your time. Just focus. When you're on the road to receive all of your manifestations, there's sure to be some bumps just to test your patience. In order to have complete faith, all fear must be erased, and every person you meet is sure to be a lesson you must face. It's not the money itself that is the root of all evil, but the love for it. Continuously speaking of bad things happening will keep them happening because they'll believe you adore it. Always trust your intuition, even when it isn't making sense. Just follow the way it points you to. No need for any defense. Each and every person is a unique puzzle piece, and we can all live in perfect self-expression if we just ask for it to be released. I love you. Please read this book. I'll call you back.